House 5 by Lynn C. A. Gardner. There's danger I won't live to see the end. The lights go up, but I'll still sit right there. My seat propped back, fake butter on my hand, loose popcorn on my shirt. But I won't care. It happened once before. A man's gray hair rested so still against the seat. Our bland theater tape piped in the latest chair. Our lingering patron looked the type to stand, shake out his top coat, tilt his dapper hat, pick up his cane and walk out like a king, and tip the usher who led him out the rear. We swept up, noisy, wanting him to stir, hoping for snore or sneeze, for sudden start when we scraped dustpans. Was it just his heart? Perhaps his age was right. But what of Pat, our newly minted old enough for R, a movie buff since 10? Each week he'd bring a different girl, his wink to us the same. We liked to walk down during scary parts, to watch their faces, yes, to hear their screams. He had a pair of lungs. After, he'd grin as if it was the best fun in the world, his arm clamped tight around his shaking girl. He liked House 5 the best. It was most dim. We found his curly head against the seat, his girl hysterical, his eyes alone moving in his pallid, stricken face. No reason, just that seat, where one old man. He died soon after. Whispered usher lore grew dark. House 5 was cold. We feared it then. We watched while friends within the box office tried, in secret, subtle, at our manager's side, to steer guests clear and undersell House 5. It didn't work. No boss likes empty shows, and some shift's box was scornful of our fears, while we had other jobs and school. That's why we came to work one night and found that hush again. Young mother dead. Her baby, too. Our night cop watched us all with gimlet eye, and we decided, desperate, what to do. We get free movies. Perk for our low pay. Before, we'd little time. We worked all shifts to make ends meet. Now we fill up the rows on staggered schedules, and booth botches shows so patrons leave. We tell them House 5's cursed. They stay away, and 5 gets colder. Days it's not so bad. The back door hangs and bursts, and light streams in while our thin crowds dispersed. But theater vests won't keep us warm for good.